USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived Tuesday in Saudi Arabia. Now he's set to meet with the king to discuss the alleged murder of the Washington Post journalist. Saudi Arabia has denied any involvement in this murder, but Senator Ben Sasse says we need to really get to the bottom of this.
It's evident that the Saudis have a lot to explain in this attempt to create new cover story over new cover story. You don't have a bone saw in an embassy abroad unless you got some big problems going on in your governance.
Massachusetts Senator and possible presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren released results of a DNA test that she says proves she has at least some Native American heritage. The Cherokee Nation criticized Warren's announcement, saying her use of a DNA test is useless for determining tribal citizenship and that using DNA to determine a connection to any tribal nation is inappropriate and wrong. The test did come back and prove that Warren is 0.98% Native American. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.